It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. Okay, today let's head down to the natural state. Let's head over to Arkansas and help me welcome Mr. BJ Parrish. BJ, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How about we start out, give us kind of a 30,000 foot level introduction of yourself, your experience there in the Arkansas high school coaching scene.
Yes, sir. So born and raised in the natural state of Arkansas, I'm proud to be. I competed in four sports in Arkansas high school, ran track at Arkansas State University, and was a decathlete. And then I graduated and I did move to Wisconsin for 2 years. I coached throws at Wisconsin, Milwaukee, up there up north, and then moved back in 2011. I've been in the state ever since. So this is my 13th year, starting my 13th year coaching high school in Arkansas. I started at a smaller level. I went to a small high school. I started at class 3A. We have six classifications in Arkansas. Started class 3A and then was at a school in Texarkana for 5 years and then moved to a school, Jesseville and Hot Springs, for 2 years. And then now starting my sixth year at Bentonville West High School in Northwest Arkansas.
I love that you went away from Arkansas and it pulled you back in. That's Arkansas through and through. I love that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's hop to it and let's learn about the Arkansas track and field state qualifying series. Let's start with public. I hesitate to say public versus private, but public right. And private. Some states do a completely separate, all private schools are in their own division or class or whatnot. Others they're mixed in with public. How do we do it there in Arkansas?
Yeah, so we're all combined, and they do a multiplier. So they take your total, your student population, and they have a 1.5 multiplier. And now recently with football, it all derives from football. They started a point system. So if you're very successful in the playoffs or you have a state championship run or whatever, you get points for how you finish in conference, and you could potentially move up a division or down a division. So it's going to kind of create, and this is new, it's going to kind of create a lot of shifting in the upper classes in Arkansas, which has not been the case in recent years. So,
and that's just football, not track.
That's in football. So football does okay. Football affect all the other sports. So if, so football is 7A through 2A, 2A through 7A, six mm-hmm. classes. And then all other sports are 1A through 6A. So technically, you'll follow your school's basketball success. Technically, I believe some schools may be a little bit different depending on there's all different types of language in the proposal. So, yeah, good change.
Very interesting. I like that. Okay. So for track, you mentioned there we have six classifications, 1 through yep. 6. So 1A, 2A, 5A, 6A. Is 1A small school, 6A big school?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 1A is small schools, and it has the most schools in. And then they actually, when they classify, they start at the top and they work down. So there's 17 schools in the 6A. There were always 16, and there was a private school who petitioned to be in the 6A, so they let them. 32 in 5A. There's 52 in 4A, 52 schools in 3A, 52 in 2A, and then 63 in 1A.
Interesting. Okay. So in 6A, 17 schools are battling out for the state championship in Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay. So let's get into how they are going to qualify for the state meet. What do we do? You know, every state's a little different. Area, sectionals, divisionals, they're all different names here. What's our first round here for Arkansas?
So Arkansas is one round. That's it. So we're, I believe it's a little bit watered down. And so we'll get into that. But so it's one round. Each school is assigned a conference, and they qualify for the state meet through that conference meet. So basically it's one round, and that's it. Back when I was in school, there was a regional. There was a district, then a regional, and then the state meet. But now it's just everybody has a conference meet, and that's how you qualify. There is one other way that you can qualify, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But
yeah, hold there, because that's interesting. So is your conference, you know, I'm used to, let's use the college side. You went to Arkansas State, let's use that, because I went to Troy. So
yes, sir.
We are in the Sun Belt Conference,
right.
But we have to qualify to a regional meet to then qualify for the national meet. Conference meet for high school in Arkansas, is that their actual conference, or is that just what they call, what other states might call, sectionals or divisionals or whatever?
Yeah, it's their actual conference. So they have, the schools are in a conference, and they call it a district track meet, a district meet. So I guess technically district conference, but yeah. So, but
okay.
I printed out our handbook to make sure I was on point. I do know it, but it does say each conference. So conferences. So.
Perfect. And I do appreciate that. You know, we have asked 51 volunteers to represent their state. So I'm always appreciative of BJ and all of our other coaches that we have here through this bonus series that we're running here in 2024 to actually, let's, you know, we know what we know, but let's make sure we know it all, right? This is actually going to help you, BJ. You're going to see all these new rules and be like, I didn't know that. Okay. So we have a conference/district meet. And from there, they qualify for the state meet. So let's start with, first of all, how do they qualify for this conference meet? Is this an all-comers? They're allowed to enter three or four per event, or is there any qualifying standard? How do we get to there first?
Yep. So the conference meet, each school is all-comers. It's, if you're in this conference, you're in the 6A West, which is our conference, you get four entries per event, and then you go to that. There's only one conference in the state that allows more than that. Everybody does four. The 3A7, which is the Southwest region of Arkansas, class 3A7, they have five entries in there. And the only reason I know that is because that was a conference I was in at that school at Genoa Central in Texarkana. So,
why is that? That's odd to have one.
They have two. They had a coach, actually a coach who hired me at Genoa, who really wanted to get more participation and more kids out. And he had a little bit bigger numbers at that point. And so they had gotten allowed five in their district per event. And so and it just never has changed. I tried to propose and get it changed to line it up with it, but they wanted to keep it the same. So we kept it the same. And it does get a lot of participation. So
yeah,
which is good.
And I love uniquenesses. So that's good to learn there. Okay. So we're getting ready for whether we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6A to go to our conference/district meet. We're allowed, except for one little asterisk, we're allowed four people per event. So we're there. How do I get from there to the state meet? Where do I have to place? What time do I have to run? What do we got to do to get to state?
Right. Right. So I'm going to start at the bottom, class 1, 2, and 3A, because they have eight conferences. It is the top two at each conference track meet. So the top two finishers in each event qualify for the state track meet. Now, the only exception is in the high jump and pole vault, if there is a tie, outright tie for second place, you would take both of those competitors.
They don't break that tie. They just say, okay, you tied, you roll. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And in the class 4A, the top three go, and they have a little clause. I've been trying to find it in the verbiage, in all the it's a 64 page handbook, but they take the top three, but I think they take the next top four finishers from all the conference meets combined. So they take the top three from each conference, and then the next best four from each conference meet combined, those go to the state meet.
So out of all of those conference meets, this is for the 4, 5, and 6, the top three. So if I get third place, say that again.
Just the 4A. That's okay.
Just in 4A. Okay. So let's make sure we say it right. For 4, 5, and 6, the top three I'll go. But in four.
This is just the 4A, top three.
Okay. I'm going to say it again. Sorry. So just 4A. All right. There we go. Just for 4A. So 1, 2, and 3, it's top two of each conference meet, go to state meet. 4A, the top three in each conference. And then also the four next fastest out of the rest.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay. What is 5 and 6 doing then?
So 5A takes the top four finishers from each. They have four conferences. They take the top four. And then in 6A, we take the top eight from each conference. I know, roll your eyes. So it's different per division besides the 1, 2, and 3A.
I guess it makes sense, though, because you mentioned how many schools were in each of these divisions, right? So there's only 17 teams in 6A, so you couldn't take top two. You have to. So that makes sense. You're probably only doing two conference meets, so you're taking top eight. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So that makes sense in there. And it gets confusing with all these differences when you're looking at them in totality. As a high school coach in the state of Arkansas, though, you're only concerned, I'm 3A, so here's my rules. I don't care what 6 is doing because that don't affect me. I have to do a 3A. Yeah. But from a outside perspective, someone from Colorado is listening because they want to help, improve things at their state meet. And they say, oh, I see why Arkansas does that. Maybe that would work for us in Colorado. So yeah, I get that. Right. Okay. That makes sense. All right. So we go to the state meet in different formats, depending on what class you are there in Arkansas. Where are we typically having the state meet? Is it all 6 divisions in one place? Is it rotate? What are we doing there?
So this is unique. And then I've asked around states how they do this. So each classification in January, there's a bidding where they bid on where the state basketball tournament, the state baseball, state soccer, all those events are going to be held at. And then, so for track, each school, we can go and bid and have the state track meet at our own school. So each school, you go and bid. And normally for our top division, it's already kind of predetermined. But for all these other classes, they have to make a presentation, they have to bid. So for example, in class 3A, the last school I worked at, class 3A, we had a really good distance runner, and we wanted to host the state track meet his senior year. And so we went and made a bid and kind of told his story and background, and we were able to host the state track meet at his for his senior year. So, yep.
So each class is in a different, and assuming they're all in the same weekend, it is 6 different locations in the state of Arkansas that are hosting the state meet. And
yes, sir.
Sounds different / unique. University of Arkansas, Arkansas Little Rock, these guys, Central Arkansas, they're not hosting the state meets.
Sir.
The high schools are hosting the state meets.
And we've been fighting to try to get it at one site. So there was one difference back in when I was in high school. They used to do, like when they had the regional system, all the finals used to be, all classes used to be at Hot Springs High School on a Friday, Saturday, and they went away from that. It was always affecting graduation, so participation with graduations and whatnot. And so they went away from that. So, like, for example, class 1A and 2A and 3A might be on Monday and Tuesday at different sites. A lot of times class 1A is on Wednesday. And then class 4A might also be on Tuesday. And then 5 and 6A are typically on Thursday or Friday of that same week.
That makes sense from like an official's standpoint too, because you only have so many officials. If you were trying to run all 6 on one weekend at 6 different venues, that could stretch our officials pool, because you also have college meets still going on, et cetera. So yeah, that makes sense. At risk of you telling me that each one of these is individually different, is the state meet a 1-day meet, 2-day meet? How do we do each one of the state meets?
Yes, sir. It's a 1-day meet and no prelims. No prelims in the running events. So and that was new just this past year, because a lot of the athletes in Arkansas, you can do 6 events, no more than 4 running events, and so a lot of the athletes were just getting the performances were kind of dipping down, so they went away from prelims, and just one event, a time final.
So only 8 kids are qualifying for the mile finals. So it's one heat, 10 points to the winner.
There would be 6. So like for our division, there would be 16. And there is a catch. There's a catch to that, to 16, but so there are 16. So you would probably see 2 heats. They would have a fast heat and a slower heat. Mm-hmm.
What about the 100 then? Are they still doing 2 heats and taking the winner off that? Or they're not taking the top 8 to a final? They're just saying 2 heats of the 8 of the 100. That's interesting. That's unique.
It is. I kind of don't like it, but that's my opinion. So
yeah, I've heard of, you know, like I think it's Texas, when you go to the state meet, it's 100 meters, you know, top 8 kids, and that's it. I kind of like that. But here we're doing something similar-esque in the sense that we're running one race. We're not doing prelims. This is your final, but you're running 2 heat finals for the 100. So in like the long jump, are you running 2 flights of 8?
Flights of 8, but then we will do 6 jump. We'll do a 3 jump final with all our field events. So we will do a final in the field events.
Got it. Okay. Awesome. Yes, love sir. That. So in Arkansas, if we think about and this is a hard question because it's normal to you because you're in Arkansas, you're in your state. But if we think of the 1, 2, 4, the 100 hurdles, 300 hurdles, 4x1, 4x4, 4x8, long jump, triple jumps, high jump, stuff like that, as quote unquote normal, almost every state is doing that. Is Arkansas State doing anything unique or doing anything anti-unique, meaning you don't have the triple jump or pole vault or something like that? What's going on there in Arkansas?
We have all of we have all the normal events. The 4x2 was added 2 or 3 years ago. The state meet 20 years ago. They took it out and now it's came back. The triple jump was not an event when I was in high school, and in 2005 or 2006 it was added, but we don't know javelin, no hammer. Tyler Rathke, we're trying to get javelin rolling here, so that'd be nice to see that in Arkansas, just to give more opportunity for kids. But yeah,
absolutely. We're big proponents of adding the javelin, 100%. After the state meets are conducted, anything happening after the state meet, officially or unofficially, whether it's a meet of champs, an unofficial heptathlon, decathlon state champion, a hammer throw, after the state meet?
So, but before I go to that, there's one more way you can qualify for a state track meet. So
that's right. Hold on. You said you had one more. Okay. Let's add some confusion here. Let's do
That's right. But we have auto qualifying standards. Each class, each division has their own automatic qualifying standards. So it is the third place mark at your state meet average over the last 5 years. So that mark, if you achieve that mark, you automatically qualify for the state meet. You don't have to run at the conference meet. You could forego and put an extra entry in to potentially qualify for state. So we've had years where there's been up to 24 in the 3200 or in the 1600. So yeah, it gets like that. So
if the 1600, the third place average time over 5 years, let's just use a number and say that's 4:30. I run 4:30 anytime during regular season. I can say, yep, I'm not running conference because I'm already going to the state meet.
Yes, sir.
And you're still running round for your final. Yep. So you mentioned in 1 year you had something like 22 milers. So they did 2 or 3 heats one time, and whoever had the fastest time at the end.
That's right. And they want in the relays. So example, in the 4x2, they want at least 6 in each heat, at least 6 teams in each heat. So for relays, but yeah, you could potentially, could have and at the conference meet or whatever and compete. And so, yeah. And that we've had those standards since 1988, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, the only stipulation, there's a whole section in our handbook. It has to be a certified state track meet. So you have to have FAT, obviously, your officials, high tech scores. You have to have wind gauges. So it has to be a legal mark.
Yeah.
be able to qualify for state. So you can't have a wind-aided mark, qualify for the state meet, et cetera. So it right. gets a little some of those can be skewed a little bit. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of like automatic times. I'm okay with that. All right. All right. Okay. What are we doing? Anything officially / unofficially after the state meet?
So 10 days after the last state meet, or maybe it's less now, 7 or 8 days, we have a meet of champs. And so it's the top 16. They take the top 16. I'm sorry. Let me back up. They take the 6 state champions and then the next best 10 marks.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get 16. And the participation has been, it used to be a Saturday meet on graduation. They've moved it to a Wednesday and the participation has went back up. It's been really good. Last 2 years participation has been a lot. So a lot of teams, you know, they don't go. Or now you might have multiple state champions in like a 16, 32, 4x8. So maybe a kid is like, hey, I really want to go after 1600 times. So they say, hey, I'm not going in the 3200. So, it would bring like the next overall time up.
Do they do a team title at the meet of champs or is this just your individuals?
Yep. No points, just individuals. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. I like that.
We also do have a state heptathlon decathlon a week and a half after that.
So you do
no javelin. We do triple jump. Decathlon, we do triple jump instead of javelin on the decathlon, and then the heptathlon we do discus instead of javelin.
Awesome. I love that. A lot, you know, for a not our most populous state, right? We're not talking about Texas, California, Florida, New York here, but a lot of track and field going on the high school level here in Arkansas. We've got the 4x2. We added the triple jump. That's awesome. We do a meet of champs. That's not common. We're doing a state heptathlon decathlon after that. That is impressive from our high school coaches in Arkansas. Bravo to you guys and gals out there. Okay, let's round us out here. Give us the culture, settle an argument in Arkansas. Do we qualify for the state meet or do we qualify for states?
For the state meet. I was waiting for that one.
State meet, yeah. It's a hot topic for such a small thing. That is a hot topic. Yeah. All right, BJ, I'm going to give you only one chance here. If you had a magic wand out of everything you described there, what would be one thing that you might change if you were the grand poobah of Arkansas High School State Track and Field?
Ooh, just one. Okay.
Yeah, only one. That's right.
I would definitely change up the number of schools in each classification. So it's our division was 17 schools, and our top division is so watered down. I would make that top division at least 32 schools and then work down from there for track. It's but yeah, just more schools in each division.
But you would keep the 6 divisions overall.
Yeah. Oh yeah, if it's possible. Yeah, I haven't worked all the way down the list, but I would like to start with 32 and then work down. But yeah, yes, sir.
I love it. All right. That sounds like a good place to end right there. BJ, thank you so much for representing a really amazing. I'm having a blast getting to know all these different uniquenesses in each state. I love that, you know, at the heart of all of this is our track coaches who are helping kids to grasp that state meet championship experience. That's so important because 99% of them, this is it. This is the top they're ever going to go. They're not going to go into college. Not everyone gets to go to college. So I love that you guys and gals out there, specifically here in Arkansas, are busting your tails every day to give as many kids as possible that state championship meet experience. So BJ, thank you so much for being here today and representing the great natural state of Arkansas.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.